Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. Final half hour of hour number three. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to remind you that the ticket sales are now open. July 27th. It's fast approaching, folks. It's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday in Central Lake, Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. And this year, first time you're ever going to be able to do this anywhere, the U.S. Senate shoot vote. I'm going to have 4x4s. Basically, I found some old Jack Bergman 4x8s. I'm cutting them in half. Going to be posting them on T-Post. We're going to cover them with targets. Mike Rogers' face in the center of the target, Sandy Pensler, Justin Amash, and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I'll be stapling them into Bergman's old signs that I'm cutting in half and mounting with T-posts. They're going to be on the 25-yard rifle range. We're going to have a 22 rifle there. Registered adult voters attending the fun shoot, pig roast, will be asked to go and shoot your vote. Shoot the face of the person you plan to vote for U.S. Senate in the August 6th primary. I'm going to take pictures of the targets while they're pristine before anybody votes. And then I'm going to take pictures at the end. Let's see how close the attendees of our Antrim County Conservative Union's event come to the actual turnout in the 1st District up here in northern Michigan. We've got county parties sponsoring the event all over the place. We're picking up more as we speak. County parties basically can sponsor a table of 10 for the adult ticket price of $30 per adult, $300. You get a picnic table to yourself for your county party. It's that simple. First District, Congressional District, they have sponsored a table. Antrim County Republican Party, Charlevoix County. We've got folks talking about it at Sheboygan. They're going to have a table together. Crawford County, Maswaukee County. We've got others that are coming. Great event lined up for you. Rick Young of Village Market in Elk Rapids is donating the pork shoulders. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig is going to be smoking them for us with cherry wood. Peeling the pork apart, putting it in warming trays, and bringing it over to the event. Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge will be touring northern Michigan. He's going to be actually at the event with the ambulance in the Trump gear. Great music, great food. Iron Pig Smokehouse pork dinner, baked beans, potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls with real butter, and of course, my world famous carrot cake. And yeah, shut up, Rick. You're getting your chocolate birthday cake. It's his birthday. We'll sing happy birthday to Rick. $30 for adults, $15 for teenagers. 12 and under are free. The 5-year-olds to 12-year-olds, we're going to teach them how to shoot 22s, rifles and handguns. Range safety officers, NRA instructors, Brett Gooden, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker, many others are going to be there handling the gun range. We're going to have the pin shoot set up for handguns. You'll be able to see how good a shot you are. with your handgun against 25 bowling pins. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. Bring your own firearms. Bring your own ammunition. Sight in your deer rifle on the 100-yard range. Going to confirm with Richard Davis that he's going to have the 50 caliber sniper rifle set up on the 400-yard range, $5 a bullet. That's his cost charge to reload it. Gates are going to open at noon. The range will be open immediately, so when you come, go right straight to the range and start shooting. We'll be bringing everybody in for the range roughly at about 1:30. While the music's going, we're going to have a good time networking with all the county parties. We're going to be having fun. Then we got some speakers lined up while you eat. I found that it's best to have the speakers while everybody's eating with their mouths going. So speakers will be talking, educating the folks. We'll be hearing from the candidates. Dr. Cheryl O'Donnell will be there in person. Yard signs, last minute drive before the August 6th primary election. So text me PIG, and I'll send you the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. You need to get your tickets. We will be sold out. We're going to limit this probably to 300 people. We're at 112, I believe, last night already. It's going to sell out, folks. You got to get your tickets this weekend. You get paid. You got Social Security payments going into your bank accounts. Text me PIG, and I'll send you the information. Going to be a great event. We're excited. It's going to be a lot of work, but it always is. If you want something done right, give it to a busy person. So that's what you need to know. You need to come. This is going to be a blast. And whenever you've ever been able to shoot your vote at a target for the candidate you plan to vote for, everybody thinks it's a great idea. They're excited. They can't wait to do it. Quote of the day, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She's coming out with a book. You know who comes out with books leading into a presidential election? Candidates running for president. Her book, called The True Gretch, is now available. Simon Schuster paid her a huge bonus for writing this book, coming out today. Her quote of the day from yesterday is, "Now that I've got your attention, Mr. President, attack tweets won't solve this crisis, but swift and clear guidance, tests, personal protection equipment, and resources would." This is in her book, part of the ongoing Twitter war she had with then-President Donald Trump over the China virus in early 2020. That's when Donald Trump gave her the moniker, the crazy woman from Michigan, which put her on the national spotlight. Well, of course, she put it in her book. Am I going to read the book? Hell no. Heck no, I'm not going to read the book. Wouldn't buy that book in a million years. But you know what? It's interesting, the timing. She keeps saying that she's not interested in running for president. She's interested in serving as governor of the state of Michigan. If asked, she will not serve. If nominated, she will not run. That's a bald-faced lie. Yep, that's right. I just called the governor of the state of Michigan a liar, because she is. She has done it time and time and time again. If they go to the national convention and the consensus is they do not want Joe Biden to be their nominee, if they decided to put forward her name, she would jump at it in a second. So would Gavin Newsom out in California. Remember I kept talking about James Carville, the radical liberal political consultant to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton over the years? Well, guess what? He put forward an idea last night. I posted it on my Twitter account. James Carville says Democrats will lose the presidency unless a last-ditch mini primary is held at the national convention. Democratic strategist James Carville predicted Democrats are guaranteed to lose the presidential election if they don't remove President Joe Biden and replace him with a candidate selected by a last-ditch mini primary. Carville joined the growing number of Democrats calling for Biden to step down and ruled out replacing him immediately with Vice President Kamala Harris. Instead, he laid out a plan for how to replace him in a mini primary of sorts. This idea has also been floated by Congressman Jim Clyburn, Democrat South Carolina, and others. Carville's spin would have former, listen to this, Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton select by them two a group of nominees who would then be voted on at their convention. We're going to nominate a new ticket in a highly democratic and novel way, said Carville. This will not be done in the back rooms of Washington, D.C. or Chicago. This appeared in an op-ed that he wrote and was printed in the New York Times. Quote, Carville speaking, I want to see the Democratic Party hold four historic town hall meetings between now and the Democrats' national convention in August. One would be in the South, the Northeast, the Midwest, and out West. We can recruit the two most obvious and most qualified people in the world to facilitate the substantive discussions, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. He then suggested that the two former presidents would select eight candidates, with Harris, the vice president, being one of them. Carville argued that eight was the maximum in order to make the town hall meetings manageable. These town hall meetings will give Americans a fresh look at Ms. Harris and introduce them to the deep bench of smart, dynamic, tested leaders we have in the Democrat Party. Who is he thinking of? Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Governor of Michigan and California, and others. We would get to grill these candidates, hold their feet to the fire, conduct stress tests for the leaders of the public and the private meetings to be seen before the Democratic Convention in August. This idea is getting traction, folks. Biden will not be on the ballot in November 5th. That's my prediction. Who is going to be? Final discussion after this break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalber, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalber for state representative.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap up this story that James Carville penned as an op-ed in the New York Times, labeling it "Democracy Will Prevail." We don't have a democracy, James. We have a constitutional republic, you idiot. But that's their talking points. Save the democracy. Democracy must prevail. Carville went on to say that they could turn this into a Super Bowl event, that it would get so much media coverage, they could raise so much money for the Democrat Party if they implemented his plan. The only problem is Joe Biden won the primaries of all of these states. Per their rules of the DNC, on the first round of voting, the committed delegates, superdelegates, all of them attending the Democrat National Convention in August, must, on the first round of balloting, vote for Biden. He's got enough delegates committed, obligated to voting for him. It's automatic. It's over with. It's done. Unless Biden withdraws his name from the convention. I don't think Dr. Jill Biden, who's wanting the power, likes playing first lady, getting a private 21 state trooper caravan from Traverse City up to King's Orchard in my Antrim County that I had to pull over for as I was going down to my doctor because of all this poison ivy I have all over my body from putting Vicky's signs out. Extremely allergic to poison ivy, go figure. On my way to Elk Rapids to see my doctor, the caravan comes storming toward me. I pulled over on the shoulder and took a video of it on my phone. 21 state trooper police SUVs, the big Suburbans, with an ambulance in tow. Why did they have an ambulance with Dr. Joe Biden? Joe wasn't even with her. But I digress. Carville thinks that this would be the biggest political event in the history of our presidential elections. It would gain so much attention, media coverage, fundraising opportunities. Unlike the MAGA Republican anointed Donald Trump, this is something that would get people excited, enthused, and absolutely let them feel like they are part of the process selecting the candidate to run against Donald Trump. I pray to God they do this plan. I hope they make a circus out of this process. They violate their own DNC rules and force Biden out of office. A sitting incumbent Democrat president removed by his own party. Please do this plan, guys. Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, I know you're listening to my show. Not. Do it. Please do it. Allow your egos to be so big that you want to be involved in who gets to be the eight candidates that you select. Kamala Harris and seven others. Please do four town hall meetings around the country. Northeast, Midwest, down south, and out west. Please do it. Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, all of you guys, cover it. Please do it. Show the American people exactly how you railroaded an incumbent Democrat president out of the Oval Office. Show the people that voted in the primaries, that took the time to come and vote, to vote for Joe Biden, give them the middle finger that you don't get the candidate you voted for in the presidential primary. We, the power brokers of the Democrat Party, will choose the candidate that will be on our November 5th ballot, and you'll have to accept it. Please do it. Independents, libertarians, constitutionalists will go, are you kidding me? This is what we did after hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, was spent on presidential primaries, picking Donald Trump as a Republican and Joe Biden as a Democrat just because he was incoherent and dementia was obviously clear during the first presidential debate, June 27th. A month and a few weeks later, you're going to change the rules and absolutely kick him out of office and kick him off the ticket. Please, please, please do it. The Electoral College landslide, I'm predicting, is going to get even bigger. This could be 1980, 1984 all over again if they do this. Pray they do it. Randy Walker says, oh my God, you're making me want to throw up listening to it. No, 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 no. This is fantastic. I can't wait for Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama to pick the seven other candidates to run against Kamala Harris at these four town hall meetings that will be broadcast everywhere. If they were smart, they would make it pay-per-view. The libs would pay $50 a person to see these circuses. Please do it. Oh, God, please do it. Let them do it. Music playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll at 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. Our team has found and fixed dozens of problems in our general ledger, payroll, tax, and utility billing systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye Treasurer in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700.